People in the Arctic are watching their world change dramatically. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Computer models of the Earth's climate predict that global warming will show up first and most forcefully in the polar regions. A lot of people in Alaska would agree with those findings, and they would add that the changes are already underway. Gary Kofinas is a professor of natural resource policy at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks. He worked with a group of experts to examine different ways people in Alaska can deal with climate change. One option is cutting the human emissions of greenhouse gases. Kofinas says that means people in other parts of the world need to understand what's happening in the far north right now.
Some of the studies on perceptions of risk and climate change show that people in the lower 48 acknowledge that climate change is indeed occurring, but most people don't feel that it's affecting their day-to-day life and their well-being. My experience is that people in Alaska are quite aware and quite concerned about climate change, that in many respects it is affecting their day-to-day activities.
For example, many people in Alaska rely on ice and snow to support their winter travel. But as the climate warms and weather becomes more unpredictable, people in the Arctic can no longer rely on these frozen highways to get to places where they hunt and fish. Kofinas says climate changes in the Arctic might be limited if people in other parts of the world helped out. But he says people in the far north still need to prepare for changes because some of them might be inevitable. Kofinas worked with 9 other experts on a paper that was published last November in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.